In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm reading from the letter to the Philippians, Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus. Oh yes, Paul is a servant of the Lord. Timothy is a servant of the Lord. You are a servant of the Lord. I am a servant of the Lord. Oh yes, there are no big shots in the kingdom. We are all servants, proclaiming the word of God, bringing people to the Eucharist. We are all servants. You're a servant. And find your joy in being a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, Paul and Timothy. Timothy was his sidekick. Servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. To all the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi, he's writing to the people in Philippi. To all the saints, they have been reborn through water and the Holy Spirit. Oh yes, who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons, the bishops, the overseers, and the deacons, the helpers. Yes, yes, it's written to the saints in Christ Jesus who are in Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Do you know that Paul had special love for the Philippian community? Do you know why? Because they were filled with joy. We are at Quincy in a joy movement between St. John the Baptist and St. Joseph's. Joy, Jesus first, others second, yourself third. Oh yes, servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, that means that we, Jesus, give him our tithes, give him our hearts, give him our surrender. Oh yes, it's all about that kind of living, radical living, living for the Lord Jesus Christ. The world does not even know Jesus. The world does not even know the power of the Holy Spirit. But you and I have received a taste of this power of the Holy Spirit. Just last week, Anthony was with me, and it was interesting. After the broadcast was over, we both sat in the glory of God. The glory was all over us, and we sat in quiet for 15 or 20 minutes. Oh, yes, the glory of God. How we need the presence of God in our lives. How we need that Jesus would come with his presence and teach us to live by his will and not our will. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Oh yes, that's what God's will is, that the kingdom would come and that his will would be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in heaven, there is no need. In heaven, they have everything that they need. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need grace, the grace of God. We need that grace of God ever so strongly in our lives. We need to be led by the grace of God. Grace to you and peace. Shalom means not only peace, but prosperity. Not only prosperity, but health. But health in mind and body. Shalom. When Jesus breathed on the apostles, he said, Shalom, giving them peace, security, giving them prosperity. Oh, yes, peace. How we need the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know why people take drugs? They want to get peace. And I remember one of my friends saying, there's no high like the Lord, the high of God. There's no high like the high of God. I tell you, that's what people are looking for. They're looking for peace. And guess who gives peace? The Lord Jesus Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. From God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ the Lord. Verse 3, I thank my God every time I remember you. He loved the Philippian community. He evangelized it. And now he's in jail, house arrest. And he says, I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers. Constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers. Oh, yes, the Philippians were the joy of St. Paul. Yes, they put Jesus first, others second, and you themselves last. For all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. What's the first day? The day they were accepted the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for them, that he was buried for them, and that he rose from the dead for them. Oh, yes, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. Are you sharing in the gospel? Are you sharing in the gospel? I am, as a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, there are no big shots in the kingdom. We are all servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we start thinking that we're big shots, we've got to go back to the first step and surrender our lives to Jesus. Has nothing to do with big shots. Has everything to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion. That God, who started this good work of Christ in you, the hope of glory, will see it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ, when he comes again in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart. Paul was their father in the Spirit. Paul was their father in the Spirit, because you hold me, the Philippian community, in your heart. For all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in my defense and confirmation of the gospel. Paul again talks about his imprisonment. He's at house imprisonment, and he accepts people, and he preaches to people, and he's writing this letter in jail. Oh, yes, it is one of the jail epistles, one of the jail epistles. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ. Yes, that what has begun in us, the life of grace, will see to completion when Jesus comes in glory. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight, to help you to determine what is best. What is best? Jesus. He is best. Oh, yes, that the community would know that they serve the best. They are servants of the best, servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you a servant of the Lord Jesus? You say, well, you know, I don't fit in. Get over it. You're a servant of the Lord Jesus if you surrender your life to him. Oh, yes, and you hold in your hand the gospel to bring it to people. How we need to bring the people to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's continue. That your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you to determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ, when he comes in glory, you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness. Righteousness means we live by faith. We live by faith. Having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. Oh, yes, I am righteous by the blood of Jesus. And through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of the Father. Chapter 1, verse 12. I want you to know, beloved, that what has happened to me has actually helped to spread the gospel. What has happened to him? He's in jail. I want you to know that this persecution of being in jail has happened to me so that people would spread the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole imperial guard, the praetorium, and everyone else, that my imprisonment is for Christ. You see, Paul saw everything for Jesus Christ. Whether he was free or in jail, his imprisonment is in Jesus Christ. And he wants to preach the gospel from there. And he does. He writes letters. And most of the brothers and sisters have been made confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, dare to speak the word with greater boldness and without fear. In other words, Paul being in jail has caused the people to speak the word of God with greater boldness. Oh, yes. People say, you know, why is there persecution? I'm going to tell you why. Because we are going upstream, and the world is coming downstream. Oh, yes. We are going upstream, and it's a struggle. But the world is going downstream. Yes. And I tell you, we make those people who go downstream think, what are they living for? Are they servants of the Lord Jesus Christ? Where will they go when they die? Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Some proclaim Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. These proclaim Christ out of love, knowing that I have been put here for the defense of the gospel. Some proclaim God out of rivalry. Some for money. Oh, yes, for money. And St. Paul says, I don't care what the person's reason is for preaching the Lord Jesus Christ, as long as Christ is preached. We go on Saturday to feed the poor, and when we're going to the poorest section of Boston, there are some beautiful Spanish people preaching the gospel. Oh, yes, and the only thing I can say is, Lord, let the word of God that they're preaching touch people. Yes, I do not see them as my enemies. I see them as what Paul says, as long as Christ is preached, for whatever reason. The others proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but intending to increase my suffering. In other words, they are doing it to hurt Paul. They're going to preach Christ so that Paul will be hurt. And Paul says, I'm not hurt at all by their preaching of Christ. It's just so good that they preach Christ out of good motives or out of bad motives. I tell you, I preach Christ. I've preached him for 37 years almost on the radio. I've preached him since 1968 as a servant of the Lord. Oh, yes. And I love when other people preach Christ, be they Catholic or not Catholic. I rejoice that Christ is being preached, that Christ is being preached. Increase my suffering in my imprisonment. But does it matter? Just this, that Christ is proclaimed in every way, whether out of false motives or true motives. And for this I rejoice. Paul doesn't care if the motives aren't pure. He says as long as Christ is being preached. You know, there are lots of people that preach Christ for money. Oh, yes, for money. I can tell you that this ministry has not fed me. I have fed it by the grace of the living God. It has not given me any money, but I have given this ministry to Jesus for the grace of the living God would touch you and would touch me. And you know what? That's what God's word does. It touches people and changes people. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance. It is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be put to shame in any way, but that by my speaking with all boldness, Christ will be exalted. Christ would be exalted. I tell you, I want to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to proclaim that there's only one way to God, and that's through the power of the blood of Jesus. Oh, I want to tell people that I want to be bold, but loving also. I don't only want to be bold, I want to be loving. I don't only want to be truthful, but I want to be loving. You know, the truth in love touches people. That's what happens. People get touched when someone's proclaiming the truth in love. Oh, yes, in truth, in love. Let me say this again. But that by my speaking with all boldness, Christ will be exalted now as always in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, living is Christ, and dying is gain. This is what St. Paul says. For me, to live is Christ, and if I die, I'll go to heaven. Oh, yes. He says, I'd rather go to heaven, but I'm not going to go to heaven because you people need me, and I'll continue to proclaim the word of God to you in Philippi. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me, and I do not know which I prefer. I am hard-pressed between the two. My desire to depart and be with Christ, for that is the far better. But to remain in the flesh is more necessary for you. To remain in the flesh is more necessary for the Philippian community. Oh, yes, the community of joy. Oh, they are the community of joy. They say, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice, Paul says to them. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Since I am convinced of this, I know that I will remain and continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith. In other words, I would rather go to heaven, but because I'm needed on earth, and I need and needed in the Philippian community, I will stay on earth and proclaim boldly the Lord Jesus Christ, so that I may share abundantly in your boasting in Christ Jesus when I come to you again. Well, he says he wants to come to the Philippians again, but he never does. They're going to kill him. They're going to kill Paul. They're going to lop off his head. Why? because he was a Christian, because he proclaimed boldly the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that? Do you know that? Yes, he was a martyr. All the apostles were martyrs, but only John the Beloved was not a martyr. He lived to be in his 90s. And you know what they would do? They would say, "Come out, Father." And they would say, "Speak to us a word." And John would say, in his 90s, "Love one another as Jesus has loved you. Love one another as Jesus has loved you." Only live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. In other words, don't be the church's angel, and when you go home, you're the devil. Live your life in a manner that is worthy of Jesus Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent and hear about you, I will know that you are standing firm in one spirit. Oh, yes. We want to stand firm in one spirit. We don't want to be like the waves that come and go. We want to be rooted in the cross, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. We want to boldly proclaim the resurrection of Jesus and the cross. We want to know that we are nothing but servants of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that it is good for us to be here to continue to preach the word of God. Oh, yes. I will know that you are standing firm in one spirit, striving side by side with one mind for the faith of the gospel, and are in no way intimidated by your opponents. You see, they had opponents. Paul says, you're not intimidated by the opponents who don't want you to preach. Continue to preach. Do not be intimidated by your enemies. Oh, yes, the devil says, if you preached Christ, you're going to have trouble. Tell him to get out of here in Jesus' name. We are raised up as servants to preach the Lord Jesus Christ, and are no way intimidated by your opponents. For them, this is evidence of their destruction, but of your salvation. And this is God's doing, for he has graciously granted you the privilege not of only believing in Christ, but of suffering for him as well. What kind of suffering? Persecution. The opponents that go against them. Oh, yes, he doesn't say that I'm going to give you sickness. He says persecution. And again, we're going upstream, and the world is going downstream. And people don't want to hear the truth, at least most people. But we need to proclaim the truth to people so that anyone who listens might say, I want Jesus. I want to be the servant of the Lord. I need Jesus. I want him today. I give him my life. I surrender to him today. Oh, yes. Yes. Since you are having the same struggle that you saw I had, and now hear that I still have. Yes. Paul had a struggle. He was in jail. But yet he used that time to have people come to him, and he preached the gospel and wrote letters. He wrote to the Philippians, to the Ephesians, to the Colossians, from jail. This is what Paul did. And this is what we need to do. We need to preach the Lord. And out of good motives, not out of getting rich, out of good motives. People give me money, and I say, well, use it for the radio. They said, oh, use it for yourself. No, I'm going to use it for the radio. I don't need the money. I use it for the radio. That's my gift to God, not only to preach, but to give. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Fellow servants of Jesus Christ, shine like stars today in Jesus' name. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.